play ball comes into my Imagine New Children's Museum. Children's Imagine New game first. Imagine playing your next visit to Imagine New Children's Museum at 210 North Tipton Street in Washington. Right now, let's get it down to Joe and Jipper, who are with the play ball kid. Take it away, Joe.
All right, you can't get this game going unless we get two words. What you got for me, pal?
Play ball.
AbleLink is an organization that teaches life skills and job training to individuals who have some level of developmental disability. We believe in an integrated community where we can all...
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Joel Guerin. Thank you so much for joining us today for Game 1 of this six-game series against the San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Of course, your Visalia are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide are 4-5 this season. San Jose Giants 5-4. First pitch about to be underway. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups brought to you by T-Mobile, starting with the visiting team, the San Jose Giants. Leading off in center field, number 7, Von Brown.
Moving on for the San Jose Giants, so center fielder, number 7, Von
Behind Brown. The plate, batting second, number 6, Adrian Sugaste. Batting third at second base, 10, Yorlis Rodriguez. In the cleanest spot at first base, number 26, Garrett Frischette. Batting fifth in right field, number 2, Victor Barricotto. Batting sixth, that short, number 1, Dylan. Third base, it's number 12, Abdiel Layer. And batting eighth in left field, number 32, Najee Gaskins. Batting ninth is the designated hitter, number 9, Rainer Santana. Pitching for the Rawhide today is Diomede Sierra, left-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. Here's the first pitch of the night, and it misses low and in, ball 1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a hard ground ball, but foul. So 1-1 count. Brown batting from the right side. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 2. Catching for Sierra this evening is J.J. DeRossio. At third base, Davison De Los Santos. In center, at shortstop, Jordan Lawler. Second base, Gene Walters. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Another breaking ball from Sierra. That is the first strikeout of the evening. Brown goes down swinging. And that strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter where $500 down is all you need.
And to play for the Giants, the catcher, number 6, Adrian Sugaste.
First pitch to Adrian Sugaste, swung on, fouled down the right field side over the McUltra Hall of Fame Club. At first base today for the Rawhide, it's Shane Muntz. From left to right, Junior Franco, Wildered Patino, and G.J. Hill. The 0-1 swung on, lined down the right field side, but it'll be foul into the pasture. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Shin Koshizawa, and on the bases, Brandon Tipton. O-2 count, one down, nobody on the pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around, according to Koshizawa. Strike 3, back-to-back strikeouts. For Sierra, another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you. Now batting from the right is Yorlis Rodriguez, the first pitch missing low and out. Ball 1. Rodriguez batting 276 this season, does have a run batted in, no home runs. Here's the pitch, missing low in the dirt, bounced well in front of home plate. The pitch, missing high. Sierra has a fastball, sinker, changeup, and slider. Seen his slider quite a bit in those last two strikeouts. The pitch, called strike on outside corner, count is 3-1. Three-one count, two down, the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped off the mask of D'Orazio. It'll be full count. Beautiful day here in Visalia. Around 3 o'clock, it was about 73 degrees. And still is 73 degrees, but feels like 69 according to the weather app on my phone. Pretty gusty, though. 17-mile-an-hour winds. The pitch. Missing inside, ball four. Rodriguez draws a two-out walk. That's been an issue for the Rawhide pitching staff so far this season, giving up a lot of walks. Last series in Lake Elsinore. The Rawhide pitching staff struggled with the free passes. Two down, runner on first, and it's Garrett Frechette batting from the left side. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Count is 0-1. This is Sierra's second start of the season with the Rawhide. He started game one against Lake Elsinore Storm. The pitch coming inside, and it hits him on his right thigh. So a hit, a walk, and then a hit by pitch makes it runners on first and second, two down. The right side. Sierra, just 20 years old, 6'2", 170 pounds, left-handed pitcher on the mound for the Hyde today. Infield shading to the left, the pitch, missing outside, ball one. Sierra signed as an international free agent in July of 2018. And there's going to be a meeting on the mound with Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast. The Sean team, where community matters. Quick meeting on the mound with Hernandez and the entire infield. It'll be a 1-0 count, two down runners on first and second. On second, Rodriguez and first, Frechette. At the plate is Barry Cotto, 1-0 count. Rawhide wearing their cream uniforms, cream pants, cream jerseys, say Rawhide in black and yellow. The pitch swung on. Count is 1-1. Looked like he tried to hold his swing a little bit too late, but did go all the way around. The players decide to pull up their pant legs to show their socks. They're wearing black socks and the traditional black hat with the red V. The 1-1. Missing inside, it hits off the glove of D'Orazio, and both runners will advance 90 feet. So now two runners in scoring position for the San Jose Giants. On third, Rodriguez, second, Frechette. It is two down. Ruled a pass ball on D'Orazio. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball three. Here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Some shade on home plate by third and all of right field. Hitters count the 3-1. Called strike at the letters. Full count, two down, two runners in scoring position. Wind blowing out to right. Barry Cotto batting 120 this season with a home run and three runs batted in. The payoff pitch. Swung on, a ground ball through into right field, a base hit. One run will score. And Frechette will stay at third base. The Giants score first. It's 1-0 in the top half of the first inning. Rodriguez scores easily on the RBI single hit by Barry Cotto. Not a very hard hit ball. just placed perfectly in between the second baseman and first baseman, and it lands in right field. So Frichette standing on third. On first is Barry Cotto. At the plate, Dylan Rosario. The pitch, missing high, ball one. So Sierra off to a hot start, back-to-back strikeouts, and then gave up a walk, hit by pitch. There was a pass ball, and then the RBI single. That's how the Giants lead 1-0. There is someone warming in the Rawhide pen already. The pitch just misses low, I guess. D'Orazio agrees with me. He kind of paused for a second and was surprised that it wasn't called a strike. Waiting on the 2-0. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the letters. Count is 2-1. Infield shading to the left still. Outfield playing straight away. Hill, the right fielder, a little bit in against the right-handed hitter. Pitched Rosario. Swung on and fouled out of play. Down 2-2. Runners in the corners. Two away, 2-2 count in the top half of the first. The Giants lead 1-0. Sierra sets. The pitch. Just missing low and in. Nice off-speed pitch from Sierra. Seen that work for him earlier in this inning. It was Brown and Sugaste who swung and missed at that slider. Now full count, two down, the pitch. Outside, ball four. So Sierra walks the bases loaded. There are still two outs. Every base runner this inning has been with two outs.
At the point, the third baseman, number 12, Abdiel Lair.
Abdiel Lair batting from the right side. Bases full, two down. The runner on third is Frichette. Second, Barry Cotto. And on first, Rosario. Just one hit given up this inning. The pitch swung on and fouled into the netting. Count is 0-1. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Count is now 0-2. It is Alex Valdez warming in the pen for the Rawhide should they need to go to him. 0-2 count, two down, bases full. The Giants lead by one in the top of the first. The pitch, swung on, foul tipped. Sierra has now thrown 30 pitches in this inning. 0-2 count, two down. The pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Sierra strikes out the side but gives up two walks, a hit, and hits a batter to make it a 1-0 ball game. Rawhide trail by one. We're going into the bottom half of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Let's head right over to the bottom half of the first inning and leading off for you by Senior Rawhide is center fielder, number 23, Wilder Patino tonight. Set up, double, double better.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one of the six-game series against the San Jose Giants. Wilder Patino leading it off for the Rawhide on the mound for the Giants. Right-handed pitcher Eric Silva. First pitch misses low. Wilder's first game back since he hurt his right ankle sliding into second base. That was on Friday night against Lake Elsinore Storm. Gave him 4 days off to make sure his ankle was okay. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner, count is 0-1. On deck is the shortstop, number 11, Jordan Lawler, followed by Davison De Los Santos. And in the cleanup spot today, Gene Walters. The pitch, missing low and out, ball two. Junior Franco batting fifth today, sixth Shane Muntz, seventh is J.J. DeRossio, eighth G.J. Hill, and ninth S.P. Chen. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, strike two, a great breaking ball from Silva. Silva, right-handed pitcher, 6 foot 185 pounds, from Baldwin Park, California. The 2-2 to Wildered, swung on and missed strike three. Patino strikes out for the first out of the inning, and now Jordan Lawler will bat from the right side. One down, nobody on. The pitch to Lawler. Called strike on the inside corner. Catching for Silva today is Adrian Sagaste. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is 1-1. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. Third base for the Giants, Abdiel Lair. Shortstop, Dylan Rosario. At second, Yorlis Rodriguez. And first, Garrett Frechette. Here's the 1-2. Missing low in the dirt, bounces well in front of home plate. Count is even, 2-2. Center field, Vaughn Brown. Right field, Victor Biricotto. Did have it right the first time. We'll do it one more time. Najee Gaskins left, Devon Brown center, and in right, Victor Biricotto. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, a hard ground ball up the middle. Second baseman ranging, but he's not going to be able to get to it. That is a one-out base hit for Jordan Lawler. Ground ball up the middle. Your first hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company.
Pick up a 40-ounce cup of super premium Rosa Brothers ice cream. Every Rawhide contingent stands. Batting third in the lineup for the Rawhide.
Batting third.
Third baseman number 13, Davison De Los Santos.
Davison De Los Santos. One down, runner on first is Lawler. And his first hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. The pitch to De Los Santos. Called strike on the outside corner. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer, or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. The pitch, cold strike. Pickoff attempt at first base, but he's back safely diving, but it's an 0-2 count now. Wind's blowing out to right, still 0-2 count. Right on right matchup. Giants lead 1-0 in the bottom half of the first. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, De Los Santos goes down swinging for the second out.
And of course, the play is tonight's Maximo's player of the game.
Two down, runner on first for Gene Walters. He'll bat from the left side. The first left-handed hitter that Silva will face. on the Rawhide roster. The pitch, missing low ball one. The others are Chaney Ortiz and G.J. Hill. Hill, the right fielder today for the Rawhide. One oh count, two down. Lawler takes off, but there was no throw to the plate, so Lawler caught stealing. That's the second time we've seen that happen to the Rawhide this season, where they start taking off for second base a little bit too early. Lawler caught stealing. Gene Walters will be up to start off the bottom of the second inning, but first, the Giants will come to the plate. They lead 1-0 going into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
We look ahead to the places that pull us together.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com. Grow your possibilities.
Top of the second inning, Manny Brissetto is a left fielder, number 32, Najee Gaskins.
Top of the second inning, Giants lead 1-0. Sierra back on the mound for the Rawhide. He pitches ball one to the left fielder, Najee Gaskins. Gaskins batting 167 this season. The pitch, missing low and in ball two. Giants scored off of just one hit, but Sierra walked two batters and hit a batter. The pitch, missing inside ball three. Here's the 3-0. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 3-1. Pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball. De Los Santos picks it up. The throw to first in time. Slow ground ball to the third baseman, De Los Santos. And Gaskins grounds out for the first out of the inning.
Designated hitter, number 9, Rainer Santana.
Rainer Santana batting from the right side, one away, nobody on. The pitch, missing high and out ball one. Santana, the number 9 batter today, and the designated hitter. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner, count is 1-1. Giants had the bases full, but only pushed across one run in the last inning. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two, great breaking ball from Sierra. Sierra doesn't really throw that breaking ball for a call, but rather try to get a swing and miss. Talking to the voice of the Giants, Joe Rizzo, he says that the Giants batters tend to be pretty selective, as that pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Another strikeout for Sierra. That's his fourth of the evening. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Top of the order up, Vaughn Brown. Swings and misses at the first pitch, count is 0-1. He struck out in his first at bat against Sierra. So again, could be interesting. The Giants, not a powerhouse hitting team, the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two, but they are selective and will draw walks. So we'll see how Sierra's slider does against these selective batters. Been hit or miss so far. Does have four strikeouts, but again, two walks. The pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-2. 0-2 count, two down. No real shift in the infield. A lot of sun still in center field and left. The pitch. Missing low and in, ball one. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sierra. And that will end the inning. He has five strikeouts now on the evening. Rawhide trailed by one. We're going into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Let's head to the bottom half of the second inning and head to the plate for the Visalia Rawhide left fielder, number 12, Junior Franco.
Gene Walter is batting from the left side. Bottom half of the second inning, the Giants lead 1-0, side ball one. Here's the 1-0. Missing low, ball two. Silva. Drafted in the fourth round last season. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line towards center field. Center fielder Brown going back. Stops. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Now Junior Franco batting from the left side. One away, nobody on. Right on left matchup. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. Franco batting 250 this season for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Swung on. It'll be fouled out of play down the left field side. Count is 2-0. Rawhide currently running a four-game losing streak. They won the first two in Lake Elsinore and dropped the last four. 1-1 count. Wind still blowing out to right. Silva steps, delivers. It's a breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Missing high, count is even. Infield shading to the right against Franco, of course, this year. No shift allowed in the infield. Two players needed on each side of second base. The 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Franco goes down swinging for the second out. The evening for Silva. And Shane Muntz will bat from the right side.
Now batting for the Hyde is the first base man. Number 40, Shane Muntz.
Two away, infield shading to the left now. Outfield to the right. The pitch from Silva. Swung on, deep fly, ball to left field. That ball is long gone. Shane Muntz ties up the ball game. What a home run by Shane Muntz, his second of the season. You see the replay there if you're watching on MLB TV, and you cannot leave a ball hanging like that to Shane Muntz. Two down, tied ball game. J.J. DeRossio batting from the right side. DeRossio batting 111 this season. The 1-0. Missing low, ball two. Two oh count. Infield still shading to the left. Silva steps, delivers. Swung on, fouled out of play behind the first base grandstands. Right on right matchup, outfield shading to the right, the pitch missing outside. Count is 3-1. Swung on and his bat goes. Full count, two down. DeRossio. Lose the bat on his follow-through. I think we saw that happen to him in Lake Elsinore, too. I don't remember if it was him, but I do remember he had to go get some pine tar for his bat. Here's the 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. DeRossio goes down swinging on a breaking ball, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide tie up the game thanks to Shane Muntz. It's 1-1 going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
And electric power. But it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine. You're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light. Imagine, you're at the ballpark.
It's Korea, the American Legion Baseball Night, supported by Optimus International and the Korea Health Organization, or actually Korea Health Grandstand tonight. Rawhide would like to welcome the Optimus Club at Sanger. Optimus International, proven record, making a community better by helping one youth at a time. Let's say hello to Joe. Take it away, Joe.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the top half of the third inning. We have a tied ball game 1-1. The Giants scored a run thanks to an RBI single hit by Victor Barricotto, and then the Rawhide tied it up with his second home run of the year. Shane Muntz blasted one over the left field wall. First pitch is swung on and fouled into the Rawhide dugout down the third base side. At the plate is Adrian Suguste. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Sierra is back on the mound. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Is a breaking ball again. That slider has been really good so far. 0-2. Swung on a slow ground ball. Lawler, the shortstop, is there. Sets his feet. The throw to first in plenty of time. One down. One away. Nobody on for Yorlis Rodriguez. He walked in his first at bat against Sierra. First pitch, fouled off. Count is 0-1. Lot of shade covering the field so far. Lights aren't on just yet. There's a lot of sun down the pillar from first base to left field. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. If you've never been to Valley Strong Ballpark, we have our first base grandstands and then, I don't want to say nothing, but then a break between the next building, which is our McUltra Hall of Fame Club. The pitch is fouled off his back foot. He's in some pain. Rodriguez having some trouble putting a lot of pressure on his leg. Home plate umpire Koshi Zaba will take some time to give us time to recover. So again, there's a break space to grandstands to the McUltra Hall of Fame Club, and because of that, there's a pillar of sunshine that goes from first base all the way out to left field. So playing left field here at Valley Strong Ballpark for an evening game can be tough until about the fourth inning. Last year, when every single game started at 6 o'clock, it was really rough because there was an extra 30 minutes of having to deal with that sun. Franco having to deal with it now. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Rodriguez goes down, swinging for the second out of the inning. That is the sixth strikeout of the evening for Sierra. All strikeouts this season brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here's Garrett Frechette. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Count is 0-1. He was hit by a pitch on his right leg in his first at-bat. 0-1, swung on and missed strike two. Left-on-left matchup. Sierra works very quickly with no runners on. The 0-2. Swung on and foul-tipped. D'Orazio could not hold it into his glove. You can see he's upset with himself there. Still an 0-2 count. Wind blowing out towards left a little bit now. Here's the pitch. Coming inside and foul tipped. Or they're saying he was hit. They never pointed to have him go down to first base, but He'll trot down as a second hit by pitch.
Right fielder, Victor Barracuda.
I didn't think he was hit by a pitch there. Looked like, and hard to see on that replay. But it is the second time he's hit by a pitch. Runner on first. Two down, and Barracuda at the plate. The pitch. Called strike on outside corner. Count is 0-1. Barracuda has the only hit of the night for the Giants so far. Was an RBI single into right field. Not a very hard hit ball, just placed perfectly between the first baseman and second baseman. And Sierra asks for a new ball. So Barracuda drove in his fourth run batted in of the season. Oh, one count, two down, runner on first. Sierra sets, checks the runner. The pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting down the first base side. Count is 0-2. O-2 count, two down. The pitch. Swung on, lined into center field, a base hit. Frechette will stay at second base as Patino gets it in and throws it to third base. So Barracuda, 2-for-2 today, the only two hits coming off his bat. Runner on second, Frechette on first, Barracuda. And now batting from the right side is Dylan Rosario. He's had a hot start to the season, batting .350. Does have six runs batted in. Two away in the top half of the third. We have a tied ball game. The pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Frechette going to be waved around third. Here's the throw. It's a little late from Hill. An RBI single by Rosario makes it a 2-1 ball game. The throw from Hill just a little bit too late. 2-1 ball game. It. And again, Frechette does score, so it's a 2-1 game. Giants lead, and Abdiel Lair batting from the right side. He struck out in his first at bat. Runners on the corners. The pitch. Missing low, ball one. So almost the exact same situation in the first inning. Two quick outs, but then some free passes and a hit by pitch proved costly, although this time it was a hit by pitch and two hits given up. Pickoff attempt at first base. Rosario back safely standing up. So 1-0 count. The pitch. Swung on and fouled down the third base side. Count is 1-1. Lair batting .154 this season. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. It'll reach the grandstands by first base. And a fan almost makes a nice play. 1-2 count, two down. Runners on the corners. Giants lead by one. The pitch. Missing inside of the ball gets by DeRossio, and here comes Barracuda. He's going to score easily. It's a 3-1 ball game. DeRossio almost looked like he was late, realizing that there was a runner on third. You see that he wasn't hustling to the ball at first. Not sure if he thought that it hit the batter, which I thought it might have based off the sound. 2-2 count, two down. And the Giants now lead 3-1. Runner on second is Rosario. The pitch swung on, lined, foul down the left field side. And that run does score on a wild pitch. And that's how... Alex Valdez is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 2-2 count, two down. We had to get a new bat for Lair. Runner on second. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball three, a breaking ball. Full count, two down, the payoff pitch. Foul tipped, we'll do it again. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat for Sierra. He's nearing 70 pitches. The 3-2, missing inside, ball four, another walk. Given up by Sierra. The first of this inning, though. The inning continues. Runners on first and second. Two down with the Giants leading by two here in the third. Najee Gaskins batting from the right side. And Jorge Cortez is going to come on the mound, and that should be the evening for Sierra. Could not get out of the third inning. Again, same situation as the first. We had two outs, hit a batter, gave up two hits, and now walked a batter. That will be the evening for Sierra, and this will be Alex Valdez in the game for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. When we come back, we'll let you know more about Alex Valdez. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Is on first and second, two down in the top half of the third inning with the Rawhide trailing by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross.
Alex Valdez, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He inherits runners on first and second with two outs, and he's facing Najee Gaskins. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. Sierra gave up three runs, is still responsible for the two runners on. Only gave up three hits, but he hit two batters and gave up three walks. The pitch, tries to check his swing. It was low. Did he go? No, according to Brandon Tipton on the bases. On second, Dylan Rosario. On first, Abdiel Lair. Valdez sets, checks the runner on second, kicks. Missing outside, ball two. Valdez, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. Spent some time with the Rawhide last year. Actually started the season with the Rawhide. Was sent down to the Arizona Complex League and ended the season here in Visalia. He sets. The 2-1. missing low in the dirt, ball three, a great block by Durasio. Hitters count for Gaskins. He grounds it out to the third baseman, De Los Santos, in his first at-bat. 3-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Full count, two down. Runners on first and second. Those runners will be off on the pitch. Giants lead 3-1 in the third inning. Full count. The payoff pitch. Swung on, lined by the diving shortstop, Lawler. Hard hit, bobbled by Franco in left field. Run will score. Here's a throw to second. Not in time. He's safe. We'll go through that play again. Hard ground ball, rather hard line drive by the diving shortstop, Lawler. It goes into left field. Hits off the heel of the glove by Franco. Rosario scores. Layer went to third when he saw Franco bobble the ball. He's safe at third. The shortstop, Lawler, cut it off and tried to throw out Gaskins, who was heading for second from the throw, and the throw is just a little bit too late. So everyone's safe. A 4-1 ball game. The pitch missing in ball one. So Lair on third, on second, Gaskins. 1-0. Swung on, lined into right field. Right fielder Hill coming in, and he'll make the catch to end the inning, but the lead by three. It's a 4-1 ball game going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
G.J. Hill leads it off for the Rawhide. They trail by three in the bottom half of the third. Pitch from Silva. Missing high, ball one. Giants lead 4-1. Silva in his third inning of work. He's given up two hits. The 1-0. Missing low. The one run off the home run hit by Muntz. His second home run of the season. Got out of here in a hurry and hit well over the left field wall. Hill batting from the right side. Here's the 2-0. Missing in ball three. Hitters count for Hill. See if he has the green light. His back foot in the back part of the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. maybe half a step back from the plate. 3-1 count, infield shading to the right against Hill. The pitch swung on line down the right field line, but it's foul into the pasture. Full count. The shift in the infield. Well to the right, the third baseman was in, but Lair will now go back behind the base path. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball missing high, ball 4. That is the first walk given up by Silva this evening. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Base, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Runner on first is G.J. Hill. S.P. Chen batting from the left side. He's the designated hitter today. That's the first walk given up by Silva. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the letters. Count is 0-1. And batting 286 so far this season. Left-handed batter. Here's the 0-1. Missing outside. Ball 1. Coaching first base today for the Rawhide is Orlando Hudson, one of the roving coaches in the Diamondbacks organization. And coaching third, like always, is the manager, Jorge Cortez. The 1-1. Swung on, lined into left field. A base hit for Chen. Third hit of the day for the Rawhide. And Chen standing on first base is now runners on first and second and nobody out. And I have a guest here in the booth. It's Rudy. Hi, Rudy.
Hi.
Rudy and I used to hang out a lot together. And here we have Free to Be Me nights. So we have a lot of people here at the ballpark, including people like Rudy. Thanks for visiting, Rudy. Are you having fun today, Rudy? Is that a hot dog? Wilder Patino batting from the right side. Thanks, guys. Pitch to Patino missing outside. Ball 1. 1-0 count. Rawhide trail by 3 in the bottom half of the third inning. We'll see if Rudy coming into the booth brings the Rawhide some luck here. 1-0 count. Hill on second, Chen on first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow right field. The right fielder, Barracoto underneath it, makes the catch. Hill will stay at second base. So Patino flies out to right field for the first down of the inning, and now Jordan Lawler will bat from the right side. So to let you know a little bit more about Free to Be Me Night, it's presented by Able Inc., and it's a game that we have every single year. We give out free tickets to individuals with disabilities and special needs. Rudy is a friend of mine who I've hung out with a few times, just helping his mother, who's his main caretaker. Sometimes she needs a break, able to help her out sometimes. The pitch to Lawler missing low, ball 1. So Rudy suffered brain damage when he was about 6 weeks old from a car wreck. And we have a lot of individuals here like Rudy, trying to make sure that Valley Strong Ballpark is accessible to everyone in a safe space, a safe place, and a fun place for everyone. The pitch to Lawler missing high, ball 2. We're going to have a few other games like this, so if you or someone you know in the Central Valley or even further want to come to a ball game, please come. It's June 14th that Train Like a Girl will have their adaptive athletes night. The 2-0 missing outside ball three. And that one's going to be very specific for people with sensory issues. So all of these noises that you hear right now that the PA system is going on, we are not going to have that as often. We're going to try to make sure there's no loud, sudden noises for these fans. Make sure that they can come to the ballpark and have fun and not be too overwhelmed. The 3-0 called strike on the inside corner. 3-1 count, one down. The Rawhide trail by three. It's the bottom half of the third. Lawler at the plate. G.J. Hill on second. S.B. Chen on first. The 3-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Lawler batting from the right side. Hill the runner on second. Rawhide trail by three. Silva sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball. Diving play by the third baseman. Goes to second, four, and out. What a play by the third baseman, Lair. Diving to his glove side. Able to stop it. That would have been an RBI single for Lawler. Instead, it's a diving play. He went down to one knee, or I guess I should say stayed down on one knee, and threw to second to get Chen out at second base. My goodness, what a play. Two away, runners on the corners, and Davis and De Los Santos will bat from the right side. But first, looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Lipso Nava, the manager for the Giants, coming out to have a conversation with Silva. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the next pitcher is. The Rawhide trail by three in the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposit's lower quality.
Davis and De Los Santos batting from the right side. Runners on the corners, two down. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. The pitch. Runner goes for second. No throw down. Lawler safe at second base. It's an 0-2 count now because De Los Santos swung and missed at that pitch. So two runners in scoring position. As Merlin Vinicio, the new pitcher on the mound for the Giants. He inherited runners on the corners, two down. Now it's runners on second and third, two down. The 0-2 to De Los Santos. Swung on and missed, strike three. De Los Santos goes down swinging. And the Rawhide trail two runners in scoring position. They still trail by three. Heading into the fourth inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chev-designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Get low
2.99. Alex Valdez back on the mound for the Rawhide. It's the top of the fourth inning. They trail 4-1. The pitch swung on, popped up to the first baseman, Muntz. It was a short pop fly, more like a jammed line drive, kind of somewhere in between a jammed line drive and a pop fly. That was Brown who popped out. One away, nobody on for Adrian, which is fouled off. Count is 0-1. Giants lead 4-1. 0-1 count, one down. Rawhide had a great opportunity in the third. First two runners were on, but were unable to push across a run. The 0-1 missing low. Valdez, the second pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Both teams are now in their bullpen. The pitch from Valdez misses low. He came in relief for Sierra in the last inning. Sierra threw 2 2/3 innings, giving up 4 earned runs off of 3 hits. Walked 3 and struck out 6. The pitch misses low, ball 3. Sugeste has struck out and grounded out so far today. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike 2. Full count, 1 away, nobody on. Giants have 4 hits. Rawhide have 3. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball. Lawler is there. The throw to first, low in the dirt. Muntz is able to pick it out. No, he doesn't. They're saying he dropped the ball. It looked like he went down to stop it. And he didn't have it in his glove completely, but then he picked it up saying, yes, I have it here. Look at the throw again. So you see that he dropped it there and then picked it up. Close call. Looks like it might not have been in time. It's a bang-bang play, so hard to see. I've seen the replay 3 times now, and I still can't tell. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike 1, so that is an error. One away, runner on first, at the plate, Yorlis Rodriguez. 1-0, missing inside, ball 2. Count. Infield shading slightly to the left. The pitch swung on a flare into shallow right field. It'll land for a base hit. Hill gets it in quickly to hold Tsuguste at second. That's the fifth hit of the evening for the Giants. Not a lot of hard hits for San Jose. A couple of singles. Most of them have been off the end of the bat or jammed, but just able to muscle it into the outfield. Here's Garrett Frechette. He has been hit by a pitch twice today. This is his first at-bat against Valdez. One down, runners on first and second. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. By the way, that error officially ruled a error on the first baseman, Shane Muntz. The 0-1. Called strike on outside corner. Count is 0-2. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. The runners are going to advance as the ball gets by DeRossio to the right, but it is strike three, the second out of the inning. Again, looking at that, it was low in the dirt. DeRossio blocked it, but it hit off of his glove and went to his right side down the first base side, and because of that, both runners advanced 90 feet. Two runners in scoring position for the Giants. At the plate, Victor Barricotto, who is 2-for-2 today. Pitch misses in, ball one. Runner on third now. Tsuguste on second. Rodriguez. Ruled a wild pitch on Valdez. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. One, one count, two down. The pitch. We have a nice crowd here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Again, it's free to be me night, brought to you by Able Inc. There's not a lot for them to cheer about so far. 2-1, two down, the pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Chopper hits off of Walters, and he's not going to be able to make that play. It'll be an error on the second baseman. High hop, and he just could not make the play. Barricotto standing on first base. So the third error of the game for the Rawhide. Looking at that again, it hit right kind of at his stomach belt area. And Walters just could not handle it. Usually such a good second baseman. Very sound. I think that's his first error of the season. We'll double check that for you. But the Giants lead 5-1. The pitch missing in, ball one. It was Tsuguste who scores. Rodriguez now on third, and Barricotto reaches on that error. He's on first base. Rosario batting from the right side. It's a 2-0 count now. Rosario has walked and singled today. The pitch missing out, ball three. Runners in the corners, two down. Rawhide have had opportunities to end this inning, but have been unable to do so. No more sunlight at Valley Strong Ballpark. Lights taking full effect. The pitch missing outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk given up to Rosario makes it bases full, two down. And Gabriel Hernandez is going to have a conversation with Valdez and the infield on the mound. The Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Every Rawhide mound visit is brought to you by the Sean Team. Due up for the Giants is giant batter in this lineup to face Valdez. Valdez came in and faced Najee Gaskins, who's on deck. Lair batting from the left side. Bases are full. Rodriguez on third, Barricotto on second, and Rosario on first. Two away, bases full, and the Giants lead 5-1 in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. 0-1, missing low. Eric Mendez warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch, swung on a ground ball. Muntz is there, fields it, touches first base, and that will end the inning. The Giants add on a run. They lead 5-1 heading into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevy's deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify.
First pitch to Gene Walters inside. He tried to check his swing, but he did go all around. Count is 0-1. Rawhide trailed by four in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The pitch. Called strike on outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Walter is batting from the right side, facing left-handed pitcher Esmerlin Vinicio, who came in the ball game in the last inning for Silva. Southpaw delivers. Swung on, ground ball to the third baseman. Lair fields it, throws to first in time to retire Walters.
Not batting, number 12, Junior Franco.
One down, batting from the left side is Junior Franco. Franco struck out in his first at bat, but this is the first time he's facing Vinicio. The pitch, missing low, ball one. Final pitching line for Silva. Give it one earned run off of two-third innings pitched, and he struck out four. 1-0 count, one down. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. Mendez still warming in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Vinicio. This is his third appearance out of the pen for the Giants. The pitch. Swung on, a towering fly ball. Right center field. Center fielder Brown ranging into right field and makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Now batting, number 40, Shane Muntz.
Shane Muntz will bat from the right side. Two away, nobody on. Muntz hit a home run in his last at-bat. It was his second home run of the season, and it got out of here in a hurry. Deep fly ball over the left field wall. And there's going to be a meeting on the mound with the catcher, Suguste, and the pitcher, Vinicio. Vinicio enters today's game with an 18 ERA. Threw in two innings so far this season, giving up five runs, four of them earned off of six hits, has walked a batter and hit a batter, and struck out one. Opponents so far batting .545 against him this season. The pitch. Swung on, popped out of play down the first base side. And into North Gidding Street, there's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. 559-747-2000 for a free quote. Called strike on the inside corner, count is 0-2. Again, Munson, his last at-bat, hit that home run to tie up the game at the time, 1-1. That home run powered by Steel Power Equipment. Find your nearest steel dealer, such as STIHL, or visit steeldealers.com. The 0-2, missing high, ball one. Infield, big shift to the right. The second baseman, almost standing directly behind second base, that's Rodriguez. First baseman, Frechette, well off the line. And then the outfield, all shading to the right side. The 1-2, missing low in the dirt, ball two. In fact, the left fielder, Gaskins, all the way in front of the video board in left center field. There's a huge gap down the left field line. Although Munt's not a very fast runner, if he does hit it down the left field line, probably won't make it to third unless it gets kind of caught out there in the left field corner. The 2-2, swung on, fouled into the netting, got jammed on that pitch, high inside fastball. Two-two count. The pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Shallow left field. Left fielder coming in. He can't make the play. It'll be a single for Shane Muntz. A flare into shallow left field. Kind of down the line. The shortstop, Rosario, gave chase but could not get to it. And Muntz able to muscle it into the outfield. A perfectly placed flare. Again, remember I said that left fielder was playing towards left center field. If he was playing straight up against Muntz, he probably wouldn't have been able to make that catch. Instead, he's standing on first and J.J. DeRossio batting from the right side. Muntz 2-for-2 today. He has half of the hits for the Rawhide. Pitch to DeRossio, called strike. One count, two down. DeRossio batting .111 entering today's game. Runner on first is Muntz. The Rawhide trail by four in the bottom half of the fourth. The pitch missing high and out. Ball one. Right on left matchup. Southpaw delivers. Low in the dirt, tries to check his swing. Does he go? Yes, according to Tipton on the bases. I mean, I didn't think so. But we all know I'm biased. From that angle, hard to tell, but that's the same angle the umpire has. So the pitch, Cold strike three on the inside corner. D'Orazio goes down looking for the final out of the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner on first. Heading into the fifth inning, they trail by four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos in Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos in tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
First pitch from Valdez, missing high and in, ball one. D'Orazio, the catcher, held it there for a beat, trying to get the call from the home plate umpire, Shin Koshizawa. At the plate is Najee Gaskins. The pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. It's the top of the fifth inning. Alex Valdez back on the mound. The Giants lead 5-1. The pitch is swung on and fouled out of play down the first base side. Gaskins today has grounded out to third and singled into left field. The 1-2 swung on, a ground ball to Lawler. Fields it. Throw to first in time. Nice stretch by Muntz. One down. Brings up Rainer Santana batting from the right side. Good job by Muntz. You can see that was the difference between that play and the error that was called on him back in the fourth. The throw from Lawler, a little bit harder there, but again, what pitches swung on and missed was he fielded it like how catchers feel more comfortable, kind of coming down and blocking it instead of trying to scoop it out of the dirt like a first baseman. Rawhide don't have a true first baseman on the roster. It's really three catchers, D'Orazio, Muntz, and Santos, who all rotate in at first. The pitch is swung on and missed. And you can see in that last play, Muntz made the adjustment and stretched out like a first baseman. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Santana goes down looking for the second out of the inning. That is the first strikeout of the evening for Alex Valdez. Brought to you by Visalia Kia. The Visalia Used Car Supercenter, many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. The pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one, that was well outside, but whiffed at by Von Brown. Brown today has struck out twice and popped out to the first baseman, Muntz. Pitch, missing low. Valdez has given up a run today, but it's unearned because of the two errors in the fourth. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. had have committed three errors today. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball right field. Hill comes in a little bit, makes the catch for the final out of the inning. That's the first 1-2, beg your pardon, the second 1-2-3 inning of work for the Rawhide pitching staff. The first one for Valdez. Heading into the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through this game, but the Rawhide trail 5-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low quietel engine parts and lower performance, but Chevron with Tecron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Tecron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Tecron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Tecron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Tecron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Tecron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future air performance and a happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
G.J. Hill batting from the left side. New pitcher on the mound for the Giants is Manuel Mercedes. The pitch swung on and missed, strike one. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch a cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. Mercedes, the third pitcher of the evening for the Giants. Infield shading to the right against Till. The pitch missing out. Ball one. Mercedes usually used in a piggyback roll. That's where he is here. The 1-2. Missing low and count is even. So Vinicio threw a scoreless inning in a third, gave it one hit. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out two. Two to Hill. Swung on, popped up. Foul territory, left field side, and it'll reach the Steel Saloon. The 2-2 swung on, fouled out of play again. And into the North Gate parking lot, there is another broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. 2-2. Swung on, slow ground ball. First base side, the second baseman picks up the throw to first just in time to get hit. Rodriguez almost threw the ball away by the first baseman, but Frechette able to make the play. See, threw it wide towards right field, and Garrett Frechette makes a nice play. Here's S.P. Chen batting from the left side. One down, nobody on. Chen singled in his first at bat. The pitch, missing inside, ball one. Chen had a hop out of the way of that one. One oh count, one down. Infield shifting to the right, the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. The third baseman, Lair, playing a little bit in, even with the base path. Once the pitch comes, he usually takes a few steps in right behind the infield grass line. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two, a breaking ball. The Giants have a five-man rotation in almost every single day. They're going to have a piggyback role. They have 10 legitimate starters on this team. The 1-2. Swung on, slow ground ball to the first baseman. Frechette picks it up, tosses it to the pitcher. Foot race to the bag, and Chen is out. Close play at first base. A foot race between the pitcher Mercedes and the batter Chen, but Chen is retired for the second out of the inning. Two down, nobody on for the top of the order, Wildered Patino. He has struck out and flown out to right field so far today. This is his first game back in 4 days. The pitch, missing low and outside, ball one. It was Friday night against Lake Elsinore Storm that Patino kind of jammed his right ankle, sliding into second base, breaking up a double play. The 1-0, missing outside, ball two. Spoke to him after that game. That was the first day, actually the second day that the Rawhide were losing by more than 6 runs to the Storm. And he was just very unhappy with how the team was playing. The pitch is swung on and missed strike one. And he said, that's why I got injured. I wanted to break out of the double play so badly to kind of start a fire for the team. And ended up hurting his ankle just a bit. The pitch, missing outside, ball three. Of course, Patino says that he probably could have played the next day, just wanted to be cautious. Patino is one of the top 30 prospects in the Diamondbacks organization. They're going to be slightly more cautious with him. The 3-1. Missing low and outside, a ball four. Wildered Patino draws a two-out walk in the bottom half of the fifth inning with the Rawhide trailing by four.
Bang and walk again, brought to you by Allstate TV, Abraham Gillian. Now batting.
Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance Team Abraham Gillian. Keeping you in good hands is their game. Jordan Lawler batting from the right side on first, Patino. The pitch, missing low in the dirt. Picked out by Sugaste. Nice stop by the catcher. Patino, very fast base runner. 1-0 count, two down. Mercedes, right-handed pitcher. He sets. Glove at the chest. The pitch. Low and outside, ball two. Mercedes, just 19 years old in his second professional season. He's ranked the 16th top prospect in the San Francisco organization, according to MLB.com, and the top 7th pitcher in the org. The pitch swung on and back safely, diving. Close play over there. 2-1 count, two down. Patino still on first. You can see, if you're watching on MLB TV, the replay there, the first baseman Frechette Looked like he tagged Patino on his back foot, but his hands snuck in before the pitch. Missing outside, ball three. Consistently pitching low and away to Lawler in this at-bat. Hitters count for Lawler. Lawler batting above 400 this season. The pitch. Missing low and outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks given up by Mercedes, but two outs here in the fifth. Runner on second is Patino, and on first is Lawler. Here comes the manager, Nava. Wasn't able to see if anyone was warming in the pen. There's going to be a meeting on the mound. Runner on second, Wildred Patino. On first is Jordan Lawler. At the plate will be Davison De Los Santos. And it was just a conversation between Lipso Nava, the manager, and the pitcher Mercedes. In fact, very intimate conversation, if you will. As you can see, if you're watching MLB TV, there is no one warming in the pen. He put both hands on Mercedes' shoulders and had a very intense conversation with him. Two down, runners on first and second. Davison De Los Santos bats from the right side. De Los Santos has struck out twice today. Rawhide trail 5-1 in the bottom half of the fifth. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle, through by the diving shortstop. Lawler goes to third, and De Los Santos has an RBI single to make it a 5-2 ball game. Davison De Los Santos, hard ground ball through into left field, makes it a 5-2 ball game. Patino scores from second, and Lawler goes from first to third, 5-2 in the bottom half of the fifth. That is De Los Santos' first hit of the day. Now Gene Walter is batting from the left. He's 0-2. He's flown out to center and grounds it out to third. The pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Runners on the corners, two away. On third, Lawler. First, De Los Santos. Mercedes taking his time. The pitch. Missing low. Ball one. One count, two down. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Count is 1-2. Mercedes, according to MLB.com, usually throws around 93, 96 miles an hour with this fastball. His slider is his best off-speed pitch. The 1-2, swung on, fouled out of play down the left field side. And we'll do the 1-2 again. Runners on the corners, two down. Mercedes sets. The pitch. Missing low. Ball two. Mercedes was 19 at just 16 years old. 2-2 count. Two down. The pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. We'll do it again. Mercedes made his professional debut in 2021. Had 13 starts with the Arizona Complex League Giants. Had a high ERA, 5.11, but struck out 62 in 56 innings. 2-2 count, two down, runners on the corners. The pitch swung on and fouled out of play again. What an at-bat by Walters.
Well, that was a big burning blast.
It sounds like, looks like Walters needs a new bat. Not sure if it broke or what. Didn't sound like it did. 2-2 count, two down. The runner on third, Lawler on first, De Los Santos. Walters has had a long at bat so far. Mercedes sets the 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Walters strikes out to end the fifth inning. The Rawhide do get a run back, but they trail by three. Going into the sixth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Eric Mendez, the new pitcher on the mound. He delivers strike one on the outside corner. It's the top half of the sixth inning. Rawhide trail 5-2 to the San Jose Giants in game one of this six-game series. Pitch from Mendez, missing high, ball one. At the plate is the catcher, Adrian Sugaste. He has struck out today, grounded out to short, and reached on an error by the first baseman, Muntz. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. The 1-2. Swung on, foul down the third base side. Count is now 2-2. I beg your pardon. Still 1-2. Mendez in relief for Alex Valdez. As always, this call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. 1-2. Missing out. Ball 2. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30. Bye-bye, bugs. Pitch from Mendez. Breaking ball. Swung on. Strike 3. Sugaste goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. A strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000. And $500 down is all you need. Oh, my goodness. Look at that breaking ball from Mendez. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. At the plate, Yordan Rodriguez. Mendez has been the best reliever for the Rawhide this season. He's not given up an earned run. The 0-1, swung on and fouled down the third base side. Mendez, originally from Aruba, he's the only Rawhide player from Aruba. 22 years old, 6 foot, 175 pounds. Here's the 0-2. Missing high, ball one. He has a fastball curveball, changeup, and slider. He says his best pitch is the changeup, which is what you saw in that strike three swinging by Sugaste. The pitch swung on. Shallow fly ball, center field. Patino coming in, still coming in, stops and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And Rodriguez just swung and popped out on the changeup as well. Mendez does leave the changeup a little bit high. Could be a problem for him later in this season, but been successful so far today. Two quick outs for Mendez, and now Garrett Frechette, the first baseman, bats from the left. He's been hit by a pitch twice, but has struck out once. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Mendez has pitched 4 1/3 innings so far this season. The pitch swung on. Tried to check his swing, but he did go. Giving up 3 hits. Again, no runs, earned or unearned. He has struck out 2 this season and has walked 3. Now 3 strikeouts with a strikeout by Sugaste. The pitch missing out. Ball 1. 1-2 count, 2 down. Rahe trailed by 3 in the 6th. The 1-2 swung on and missed strike 3. A 1-2-3 inning of relief for Mendez. Rahe trailed by 3 going into the bottom half of the 6th. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
That's the Raceway. And Hobbies located in downtown Exeter is locally owned and operated.
Via Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart.
Junior Franco leading off for the Rawhide in the bottom half of the 6th. First pitch misses low and in, ball 1. Still on the mound is Manuel Mercedes for the Giants. The 1-0 swung on and foul tipped off the catcher. Sugaste still behind the plate this evening for the Giants. It's a 5-2 ball game in the bottom half of the 6th. Giants lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a leadoff base hit for Junior Franco. That's his first hit of the day. we do have a change in the lineup for the Giants. Shane Muntz now bats from the right. Our official scorer, Harry, just texted me that Suarez is batting fourth in right field, and Barricotto has moved to first base. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. So Victor Barricotto, number two, now at first base. And Suarez, number 18, Alexander Suarez, is in right field. Here's the pitch, missing outside. So that means Garrett Frechette is out of the game for the Giants. Not sure why. Didn't look like he was injured, which is a good sign for him and the Giants. 1-1 count, the pitch. Runner goes, it swung on, a ground ball fair down the third base side. Franco's going to head for third. He's being waved around home. The ball gets stuck in the left field corner. Franco scores, and Muntz with an RBI double. 5-3 ball game. Junior Franco off on the pitch, able to score easily. That was hit down in the left field corner by the Rawhide bullpen. Probably would have scored even if he wasn't off on that pitch. Back-to-back hits for the Rawhide. They're now out hitting the Giants 7-5. And now J.J. DeRossio bats from the right side. Runner on second, Shane Muntz. DeRossio has struck out twice today. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the sixth. The pitch, missing low and outside, ball one. One oh count. Mercedes sets the pitch, missing outside, ball two. Infield shading to the left against DeRossio, outfield to the right. Two oh, missing low, ball three. I would doubt that DeRossio has a green light here in this situation. On deck, G.J. Hill, followed by S.P. Chen. 3-0 count. The pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Still a hitter's count for DeRossio. Muntz a decent lead on second. 3-1. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side, and it's a foul ball. Just barely fouled on the third base side. Is it so slowly? DeRossio might have been able to beat that out. Not the fastest runner with the Rawhide, but an athletic catcher. Full count, nobody out, runner on second for DeRossio. Rawhide trailed by two in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Mercedes sets. 3-2. High and inside, and that hits DeRossio and then hits Koshizawa on the face. DeRossio will head down to first base. Not sure what happened there. JT, if you could throw that again. Let's see. So I think DeRossio might have actually gotten out of the way of it. But it hit the home plate umpire, Koshizawa, I think on his left arm. The Rawhide athletic trainer, Haruki Mokohchi, checking in on him. So again, I couldn't tell if that hit DeRossio or if it hit a glove and then hit Koshizawa. But based off of and how much pain he's in, I think that it didn't hit DeRossio right there on his shoulder. So it'll be runners on first and second. Nobody out as D'Orazio reaches on a walk. I believe it's a walk, not a hit by pitch. Tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands, is their game. Still checking in on the umpire, Koshizawa. Runner on second will be Shane Muntz. On first, J.J. D'Orazio. D'Orazio represents the tying run, and G.J. Hill, who will be at the plate, represents the go-ahead run for the Rawhide here in the sixth inning, and Koshizawa is going to stay in the game. G.J. Hill coming to the plate, batting from the left side. Manuel Mercedes. Hasn't thrown a pitch in a couple minutes now. We'll see if that affects him or not.
For the high, Del Valle, the right fielder, G.J. Hill.
G.J. Hill batting from the left. Runners on first and second. Nobody out, bottom half of the sixth inning. The pitch swung on, fouled into the netting down the third base side. Hill today has walked and grounded out to the second baseman, Rodriguez. Infield shifting to the right, except for the third baseman, Lair. He's staying pretty close to third to hold Muntz on second. If he shifted to where the shortstop normally is, Muntz might take off for third and then only be 90 feet away, so that's why Lair is playing down the line. The 0-1. Missing outside. Count is even. Hill looking for his first hit of the day. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball two. G.J. Hill spent all of last season with the Rawhide. Last year we called him Glenn Allen Hill Jr., but he always went by G.J. for a nickname and now wants to be announced as G.J. Hill. The 2-1. Missing inside. Ball three. Hill being very selective at the plate so far. 3-1 count. Hitter's count. Pitch, the called strike count is now full. Full count, runners on first and second, nobody out. Mercedes sets the pitch. Inside, ball four. Hill draws a walk to make it bases full and nobody out in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Back-to-back walks given up by Mercedes in this inning. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands, is their game. SP Chen batting from the left side, bases full, nobody out with the Rawhide trailing by two. On third, Shane Muntz. Second, J.J. D'Orazio. And on first, G.J. Hill. Pitch to Chen. Missing inside, ball one. Chen today has singled into left and also grounded out to the first baseman. The 1-0. Swung on, lined into center field. Center fielder Brown coming in and makes the catch. Muntz going to try to score. No, he holds at third. Good decision by Muntz and the coach at third, Jorge Cortez. Hard hit ball by Chen, but hit a little bit too hard and right to Brown. Muntz, probably the slowest runner on the Rawhide roster. Not going to go on a play like that where the center fielder Brown has momentum behind his throw. It was a great throw to the plate that he had as well. One away still Bases full for Wildered Patino batting from the right. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Patino didn't like that call. 0-1 count. Still on third Muntz. Second Durazio and first Hill. Patino today has struck out, flown out, and walked. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball one.
I gotta have more cowbell.
One count. Mercedes sets. Glove at the belt. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-2. Patino batting 333. Two home runs, four runs batted in. The 1-2. Missing outside, count is even. Two count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the pitcher. He can't field it. Picks up the throw to first baseman. Durazio is going to score. We have a tied ball game. Let's go through that one again. A slow ground ball to the pitcher. He tries to backhand it, misses it, barehands it, throws the first, and it's wide. That's how Patino is safe at first, and Durazio scores to make it a tied ball game, 5-5. The pitcher, Mercedes, just trying to gun it down to first base and unable to throw a strike to the first baseman. Because of that, Durazio scores. Muntz, of course, scores on the ground ball to the pitcher. I want you to know how that is officially scored here. But it's bases, rather, runners on the corners. One down, and Jordan Lawler bats from the right side. Took an extra second to step into the batter's box there. Composing himself. The pitch. Runner goes. Gets by the catcher. Patino safe. Here comes Hill. He's out at the plate. Patino off on the pitch. He's safe at second. The ball got by the catcher, Sugaste. Hill took off a little bit late. Looked like he didn't beat the throw. The throw beat him. But he might have gotten his hand in there in time. Looking at it again, tough to see. Of course, the home plate umpire is right in our way. Means he had a good angle. But you can see his hand in there. Just not sure if it was before or after he was tagged. But he is called out at the plate, and the athletic trainer looks like he's going to have a conversation with Mercedes. Athletic trainer for the Giants, Christian Fossler. So the pitch did miss outside. It's a 1-0 count. Two down. And Mercedes is going to stay in the game. Runner on second is Patino. Two away. Go ahead, run. Standing on second, it's Wilder Patino. Jordan Lawler at the plate. The 1-0. Tries to check his swing in a low outside pitch. He does so. Except they double-checked to Brandon Tipton, and now he says that he did go. And Jorge Cortez looks like he's saying something to Brandon Tipton. Someone is, not sure who is, but Tipton's telling either the dugout or Cortez to stop talking right now. So it is a 1-1 count, despite the late check. The pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Right fielder, Barracoto comes in, makes the catch, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide do tie it up 5-5. We're heading into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross.
Top of the seventh inning, we have a tied ball game, 5-5. Eric Mendez on the mound for the Rawhide. The 0-1 misses outside. Ball one. At the plate is Victor Barricotto. He is now the first baseman. If you remember, he moved from right to first in the last inning. The pitch swung on, a ground ball through the third base side. He's going to head for second. Here's the throw from Franco. Looks good, but it gets by the second baseman, Walters. And now Barricotto's going to go for third, and he does so successfully. So it should be a double for Barricotto, and then he advances to third on the error. That'll be the fourth error of the game for the Rawhide, and the second error on Franco. This one a throwing error. Nice idea by Franco to try to gun him down at second. He got to the ball quickly, but short-hopped Walters, and Walters couldn't block it. And that's how Barricotto is standing on third. By Dylan Rosario, the pitch missing low, ball one. One oh count. Breaking ball that swung on and fouled down the third base side. 1-1 count. Mendez in his second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth with two strikeouts. The pitch swung on, fouled down the right field side over the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club and into North Giddings Street. Again, broken window brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, a towering pop fly, shallow center field. Patino coming in underneath it. The runner's going to try to go. He goes halfway. The throw is well offline, but DeRossi was able to keep it in front. That's the first out of the inning. The runner on third fooled me. Barricotto went about halfway towards home. And the layer. Drew the throw from Patino, and it was wide. One down, infield still in. Now batting from the left is Abdiel Lair. The pitch swung on, foul tipped into DeRossio's glove. Count is 0-1. Lair has struck out, walked, and grounded out to first. Tied up at 5 in the top of the 7th inning. One down, runner on third. The pitch swung on and missed strike 2. Entering today's game, the pitch swung on and missed strike 3. Lair goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. A big out for Mendez. Strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. Batting from the right, Najee Gaskins. Two down, runner on third, infield now back. Mendez sets the pitch. Missing low and in, ball 1. Infield shading to the left. 1-0. Foul tipped, count is 1-1. Runner on third is Barricotto. Represents the go-ahead run in the top of the 7th inning. The Rawhide are out hitting the Giants 8-6. They also have more errors. They have 4 errors today, while the Giants have 1. The 1-1. Swung on, foul down the third base side. One, two count, two down. Mendez a strike away from getting out of a leadoff double in an error. Time called by the batter. Gaskins today 1-for-3. Did have an RBI single back in the third. The 1-2. Swung on. Fly ball deep right center field. Hill giving chase. Still giving chase. And makes the catch on the run for the final out of the inning. Hill reels it in, and the Giants strand a runner on third. What to work out of a runner in third and nobody out situation. We are heading into the bottom half of the 7th at stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Make It Your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
bottom half of the seventh inning. We are tied up at five. Davison De Los Santos will bat from the right side, leading it off. There is a new pitcher on the mound for San Jose. It's Evan Gates, number 37, right-handed pitcher. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. The pitch, De Los Santos swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman Lair bare hands at the throw to first. In time, what a play by the third baseman Lair. He's had some great web gems today. The other one, a diving play down the third base side. That was back in the third inning. Saved a run back in the third. One down. Nobody on for Gene Walters batting from the left side. So Gates in relief for Mercedes. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. One oh count, one down. Infield shading to the right. The pitch missing out. Ball two. Two oh count. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball three. Tied ball game. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Walters started walking towards first base before the pitch even hit the mitt of Adrian Sagaste. The 3-1 swung on, foul down the third base side, so count is full, one down. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, center field. Brown took one step in, now takes three steps back and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Junior Franco batting from the left side. Two down. Nobody on. Infield shading to the right. Third baseman Lair playing in, even with the base path, and down the third base line. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. That was a breaking ball from Gates. Tied ball game, 5-5, bottom half of the seventh. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. At one point, the Rawhide were trailing 5-1. Battled back, got a run back in the fifth. And then two in the sixth. 0-2. Missing outside, ball one. One, two count, two down. The pitch. Swung on, a soft line drive right to the third baseman Lair. He was placed perfectly to make the play. A 1-2-3 inning of work by the reliever Gates. Still tied up at five going into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is Junior Miesis. Right-handed pitcher in relief for Eric Mendez. At the plate, Rainer Santana. The pitch swung on, popped over the head of Miesis. He's able to make the play off the mound, a broken bat. First, I couldn't tell if it was a piece of wood heading towards Miesis or if it was a ball. Turns out it was the ball, and he's able to make the kind of leaping play over the shoulder. That is your Geiger Electric. Your Geiger Electric play of the game.
Center builder, Vaughn Brown.
Your family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Geiger Electric. First pitch is low in the dirt, ball one. At the plate is the top of the order, Vaughn Brown. Brown is 0 for 4 today. He has struck out twice, popped out to first, and flown out to right. The pitch, missing low, ball two. Mendez, through two scoreless innings, did give up a hit and struck out three, didn't walk any batters. The 2-0 swung on, popped up out of play behind home plate grandstands. 2-1 count. Mendez remains the only Rawhide relief pitcher to not give up a run. The 2-1 inside and hits him on the wrist. That was a loud noise. Sounded like the bat was so loud. So Brown hit by a pitch. He's trotting down to first base. He's going to need some time down the first baseline. He doesn't have a guard on. Again, it sounded like it was the bat. That's how hard he was hit. Athletic trainer Christian Fossler out to have a conversation with him, and Gabby Hernandez is going to have a conversation on the mound with Miesis and the catcher Durasio. The Sean Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. One down, a runner on first in the top of the eighth inning, tied ball game. Brown will stay in the ball game, and now batting from the right side is Adrian Sugasti. Tagaste batting from the right side. He is 0-for-4 today. He's struck out twice, hit a ground ball to short, and a ground ball to first. The pitch, runner goes, the throw from DeRossio. A nice throw, but not in time. One of the better throws I've seen from DeRossio, but Brown had a great jump. Stolen base for Brown. Runner in scoring position now for the Giants. That's a tied ball game in the eighth. Takes away the potential inning-ending double play as well. The pitch swung on foul down the third base side. Count is 1-1. Hill, the right fielder, has come in, playing a little bit shallow. Rest of the outfield playing straight away. The 1-1. Swung on a ground ball. Lawler backhands it. The throw to third. They're going to tag him out at third. What a play by Jordan Lawler. Ride able to get the lead runner. Lawler, a heads-up play. It happened right in front of him. Brown decided to try to go to third when the ball was hit in front of him. Usually, that's not what you want to do on the bases, especially in a tied ball game when you're already in scoring position. So, Tagaste, he's standing on first, the fielder's choice, two down, and batting from the right side is Yordan Rodriguez. He swung and missed at the first pitch. Oh, 1 count, two down. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Oh, 2 count, two down. Yes, this sets the pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, according to Brandon Tipton on the bases. Strike three. Rodriguez goes down swinging, and that will end the inning. Still tied up going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Muntz leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. The pitch, called strike at the letters. Muntz seemed upset that he took that pitch, or upset that it was a strike, not sure which one. Back on the mound is Gates in his second inning of work. 0-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. Infield, big shift to the left. There's a gap between the shortstop, Rosario, and actual second base. The third baseman, Lair, playing well down the line, maybe a step or two off the line. 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3 months, goes down swinging for the first out of the eighth inning. Here's J.J. DeRossio batting from the right side. He has struck out twice and walked today. One down, nobody on. Tied ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. The pitch was low and outside in the dirt. Oh, one count, one down. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Oh, two count. The pitch. Missing high and inside, ball one. One, two count. He delivers. Swung on, slow ground ball. Shortstop Rosario's there. The throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. Here's G.J. Hill batting from the left side.
Now batting is right fielder, G.J. Hill.
Two down, nobody on. Hill has walked twice and grounded out to second once. The pitch, missing high and in ball one. Two down, nobody on. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Evan Gates, the pitcher on the mound, just joined the Giants today. He was assigned from the Eugene Emeralds. Emeralds, the high A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. 1-1, missing low in the dirt, ball two. Gates attended North Carolina A&T. 24 years old, 6 foot, 210 pounds. Originally from Roseville, Michigan. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the outside corner. Count is 2-2. A little surprised that Gates was sent down to the Giants through two scoreless innings so far this season for the Emeralds. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Ball gets by the catcher. Sagasta going to throw to first base. It's low and in time. Just Big Hill does strike out for the final out of the eighth inning. We're heading into the top half of the ninth. Still tied up at five, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Top of the ninth inning now, heading to play for the San Jose Giants. First baseman, Garrett Reschet.
Tied up back on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch swung on, hard ground ball, ranging as Lawler up the middle. The throw to first, low and picked out by Muntz. They're saying he's safe. Muntz did not hold on to the ball. That was Suarez in his first at bat of the day. Just unable to be picked out by Muntz. A nice stretch, good effort, but the leadoff man is on in a tied ball game in the ninth inning. At the plate now is Barricotto. The pitch is swung on and fouled back into the backstop. Count is 0-1. Oh, one count. Infield shading to the left. The pitch swung on, line to foul into the pasture area down the right field side. Count is 0-2. O-2 count. And they officially are ruling that an error on Muntz. The pitch. Cold strike 3 on the inside corner. Barricotto goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One down, runner on first, and Rosario batting from the right side. So, again, they finally put up on the board that it is an error on Muntz. That is how Suarez reaches here in the ninth. The pitch swung on, lines right to the second baseman, Walters. He throws to first base, and that ends the inning. The error erased. We're tied going into the bottom half of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Face, head to a local win. Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
S.P. Chen leads it off in the bottom half of the ninth inning. We're tied up at 5. New pitcher on the mound for the Giants. Pitch to Chen, called strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. New pitcher is Julio Rodriguez. He's in relief for Evan Gates. 0-1 count. Infield shifting to the right against Chen. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike 2. On deck is the top of the order, Wildered Patino. The 0-2. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Chen goes down looking for the first out of the inning.
And to play is center fielder, Wildered Patino.
Rodriguez. New pitcher on the mound. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Here's Wildered Patino batting from the right side. It is 1 down. The pitch. Low on the dirt ball. 1 bounced well in front of home plate. Patino today had the infield single to the pitcher. Did drive in a run with the bases loaded. He's also walked, flown out, and struck out. The 1-0 swung on, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman is there to throw to first, just in time to get Patino. 2 down. Here's Jordan Lawler batting from the right side. 2 away, nobody on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Lawler trying to extend this game, otherwise we're going into extra innings. Right on right matchup. The pitch. Miss. Rodriguez in relief for Gates. Gates threw 2 perfect innings. Struck out 2 batters. 1-0 count. Pitch to Lawler. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop is ranging. The throw to first in time, and we're going into extra innings. Into the 10th we go, tied up at 5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three,
take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really...
APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid. Or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS and buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Extra innings at Valley Strong Ballpark for the second time this season. Abdiel Lair batting from the left side. Junior Mieses back on the mound. There is a runner placed on second base. Believe it is Rosario, the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. And it is Dylan Rosario, the runner placed on second base. He was the last out in the last inning. The 1-0. Swung on and missed strike one. Mies is in his third inning of work. One count. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. Mieses used to be a starter for the Rawhide or work in a piggyback role, so he's used to pitching three innings or more. 1-2 count. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is 2-2. So again, Rosario placed on second base, called the ghost runner in extra innings. Something that's been adopted in baseball for quite a few years now in the minor leagues. The 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Lair strikes out for the first out of the 10th inning.
Najee Gaskins
batting from the right side. One down. Runner on second, still Rosario. Middle infield playing up the middle. And now Lawler heading directly between second and third, maybe shading slightly towards second. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. Hill, the right fielder, playing in. Rest of the outfield playing straight up. Wildered Patino might be a little bit shallow. The 1-0. Comes in and almost hits him. That's the second high inside breaking ball from Mieses. Last time the Rawhide went into extra innings, it was 13 innings. Rawhide came out on top of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Waiting on the 2-0. The pitch. Low and outside, ball three. In that game, the Rawhide ran out of pitchers that they could use, so they brought in position player Gene Walters, a second baseman today, and he actually got the win. 3-0 count, one down, runner on second in the 10th inning. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. Looks like there will be a pinch hitter after Gaskins as Santana trots back into the dugout from the on-deck circle. Max Wright will be pinch hitting for him. The 3-1. Missing outside, ball four. Runners on first and second, one down. That's the first walk given up by Mieses this evening. It does put a double play into effect here. Now batting from the pinch left side.
Right.
Max Wright. Right, batting from the left side, runners on first and second, one down, tied ball game in the 10th. Tied up at five. Runner on second, Rosario, he was placed there to start the inning. The pitch, missing low and in, ball one. Runner on first, Gaskins, he just walked. Hill, the right fielder, playing a little bit down the line. The pitch. Swung on. Drilled into left center field. It'll land for a base hit. That should score Rosario. Franco cuts it off nicely. But it is a 6-5 ball game. Giants lead. RBI double for Max Wright in a pinch hit situation. A great job by Franco to cut off that ball before it rolled to the wall that held Gaskins at third. But the Rawhide not out of it yet. Runners on second and third, one down. Here's Von Braun batting from the right. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Infield in, the Giants lead by one. Pitch missing outside, ball one. 1-1 count, two runners in scoring position. Miesis sets the pitch. Missing outside, ball two. Brown today 0-4. He has been hit by a pitch. It was actually in his first bat against Miesis. The pitch coming inside almost hits him, but it's a 3-1 count. Two runners in scoring position. The Giants lead 6-5 in the 10th. The pitch. Missing inside. He checked his swing on the inside pitch. Did he go? No, according to Tipton on the bases. So, bases are loaded. One down. And at the plate is Adrian Suguste. Second walk given up by Miesis in this inning. Prior to this inning, he hadn't given up a walk yet. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball one. Runner on third. Gaskins on second right and on first Brown. One down, 1-0 count. Giants lead by one. The pitch hits him and another run will score. Suguste picks up an RBI after he's hit by a pitch with the bases full. Gabby Hernandez is going to have a conversation with Miesis on the mound. 7-5 ball game now in the top of the 10th inning. Runner on third, Max Wright. On first, Von Braun. And, beg your pardon, on second, Von Braun. And on first, Adrian Suguste. This Rawhide Mound visit is brought to you by the Shawn team. Still bases full, one down, a 7-5 ball game. Now batting from the right side is Yorlis Rodriguez. Last time he faced Miesis, he struck out on three pitches. First pitch missing high and out, ball one. Rawhide currently riding a four-game losing streak, looking to snap it here. The only time that they've been in extra innings, they did outside corner. Although right now they trail by two in the top of the 10th. And the bases are loaded for the Giants. Oh, 1. Swung on and missed, strike 2. Beg your pardon, it should be a 1-2 count. One down. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play down the first base side. And into North Gidding Street.
Vision Waxwork, 247-7000.
Rodriguez today has walked, singled, flown out to center, and struck out twice. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Make it three strikeouts for Rodriguez today. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. Two away, bases still full for Suarez.
Alexander Suarez.
Suarez came in defensively into right field back in the sixth inning. In his first at bat, he reached on the error by Muntz. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. It was a slow ground ball to the shortstop, Lawler. And then the throw to first could not be picked out by Muntz. 0-1. Swung on, lined into center field. It'll land for a base hit. One run will score. Brown being waved around. He's going to score. The throw to second will hold Suarez at first, but it's now a 9-5 ball game. Wright scores easily from third. Brown scores from second. And Sagaste goes all the way to third base on the single by Suarez. Picks up two runs, and Jorge Cortez is going to come to relieve Junior Mieses. Four runs have scored in the top of the 10th inning for the Giants. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and bins for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. New pitcher on the mound is going to be Rael Santos. Tell you more about him when we come back. We'll hear runners in the corners, two down in the top of the 10th inning with the Rawhide trailing by four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car.
Rael Santos on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Mieses. The pitch, missing inside, ball one. At the plate is Victor Bericoto. He's the ninth batter, the eighth batter to come. The Giants lead 9-5. They scored four. Runners in the corners, two down. Santos sets the 1-0. Missing outside, ball two. Way outside, a great catch by DeRossio. Kind of rolled to the ground to be able to make that play. So it's a 2-0 count. Runner on third is Sugaste, and on first, Suarez. The 1-0. Missing low. Ball three. Second base is open. 3-0 count, two down. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Santos has a fastball, curveball, and a splitter. 3-1, runner goes, misses high. The throw from DeRossio hits the runner, and Walters is in pain now. The run's going to score. Walters on the ground in a lot of pain. The throw from DeRossio looked good, and the runner just ran right into Walters. And I'm not sure if the ball hit Walters or if it was the runner running into him. Looks like it's his glove hand. It is going to be a 10-5 ball game. Walters has been having an amazing season for the Rawhide. He's in a lot of pain. It is his glove hand. Again, it wasn't a bad throw from D'Orazio. It is a 10-5 ball game now. The run does score. Sagaste took off when the ball hit off of Walters, starting to throw with Bautista. I'd assume it'd be Ortiz who comes in at second base for Walters. With him being in that much pain, I have to think there's something with his hand or his wrist, maybe one of his fingers, not sure, but Chaney Ortiz is going to enter the game defensively for Walters. So Chaney Ortiz, now the second baseman for the Rawhide. It's a 10-5 ball game. The runner from third, Sagaste, took off as soon as they saw that the ball was not caught by Walters. Looked like his glove hand got caught in between him and the runner. So it wasn't the ball that hit him, just the contact with the runner. The pitch misses low and outside, ball one. Still at the plate is... now at the plate is Rosario Barracoto walked. One oh count, here's the pitch. Missing low. Ball two, so Rosario batting from the right side. Two down the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is 2-1. Runner on second, Suarez on first, Barracoto. 2-1. Breaking ball misses high. Count is now 3-1. The Giants have scored five. It's a 10-5 ball game. The pitch swung on a hard one hopper to Lawler. He fields it, flips to the second baseman Ortiz, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide have their work cut out for them. They need to score at least five in the bottom half of the 10th. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota Hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Well, Running to second base for the Rawhide. Number 11, Jordan Long.
Bottom half of the 10th inning. Rawhide trailed by 5. Jordan Lawler is placed on second base, and Davison De Los Santos batting from the right side. Julio Rodriguez, the pitcher, on the mound for the Giants. The pitch. Missing outside, ball 1. Rodriguez came in to pitch the 9th inning, had a 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout and 2 groundouts. On deck is Chaney Ortiz. 1-0 count. San Jose leads by 5 in the bottom half of the 10th inning. 1-0. Missing outside, ball 2. Both teams have 8 hits today, but the Rawhide have 6 errors on the board. Most they've had in a game. Most prior to today was 3. 2-0 count. Rodriguez sets. The pitch. Called strike at the letters inside corner. Count is 2-1. Lawler, the runner on second. Here's the pitch. High and inside, De Los Santos falls to the ground to get out of the way of that. 3-1 count, hitters count for De Los Santos. Wind has died here in Visalia. It's game 1 of a 6-game series against the Giants. The 3-1. Swung on, fouled out of play behind the McUltra Hall of Fame Club. Count is now full with nobody out and a runner on second. Looking around the scores around the league. Final score in Fresno. They defeat Lake Elsinore 6-5. Fresno still has the best record in the league, 7-3. High and in third, and De Los Santos will walk down to first base. De Los Santos draws a leadoff walk, and it's runners on the corners. Nobody out for Chaney Ortiz. Runner on third, Jordan Lawler on first, Davison De Los Santos.
Now batting, number 4, Chaney Ortiz.
Infield shading to the right. Ortiz in his first at bat of the evening. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 to Ortiz, missing high and out, ball 1. One count. Rodriguez, glove below the belt. The pitch. Missing high and outside. Ball gets by the catcher, but Lawler is going to stay at third base. De Los Santos advances to second. That's the right call by Lawler. It really only went maybe 10 feet by the catcher. Also, we have a very short backstop here in Visalia. Such an old ballpark. If we were to redo the stadium, we would not be able to have the backstop as close to home plate as we do now. The 2-1. Missing high, ball 3. Rodriguez having some trouble finding the strike zone. By the way, De Los Santos advances to second on a pass ball. Count. 2 runners in scoring position. The pitch. Swung on, a slow ground ball up the middle. It's caught by the shortstop, and he tags second base. two down. Lawler stays at third. The shortstop, Rosario, playing almost directly behind second base, placed perfectly, catches it, touches second for the second out of the inning. Two down, runner on third. Rawhide down to their last out. They trail by five in the bottom half of the 10th. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. Lawler, runner on third, two down. Two down, Franco batting from the left. He's one for four today. The pitch, missing inside, ball two. Infield shifting to the right against Franco. He has struck out, flown out, lined out, and singled into right. The 2-0, missing out, ball three. Despite Rodriguez struggling to find the strike zone in this inning, there are two outs. Got lucky with the lineout hit by Ortiz and that De Los Santos was doubled off at second. The pitch, missing high, ball four. Rawhide stay alive as Franco draws a four-pitch walk to make it runners in the corners. Two down for Shane Muntz. Rawhide do trail by five. Lawler on third, Franco at first. The pitch, called strike. Runner takes off for second, but no throw. One count, two down. Pitch to Muntz. Swung on, fouled out of play. O-2 count, two down. Rawhide down to their final strike. They trail by five. Runners on second and third. Rawhide, two down, 0-2 count. Slight delays. There was a ball in right field. The right fielder, Suarez, back to his position now. Outfield shifting to the right against Muntz. Infield to the left. Rodriguez sets the 0-2. Swung on, popped up, right field side. It'll reach the pasture area. Count is still 0-2. This is game one of a six-game series against the San Jose Giants. First pitch tomorrow at 6:30 here from Valley Strong Ballpark. The 0-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Muntz goes down looking, and that ends the ball game. The Rawhide strand two runners on in the bottom half of the 10th. They fall to the San Jose Giants by a score of 10-5. Stay right there. We're going to give you the post-game show. When we come back, we'll give you the post-game recap, let you know who the steal player of the game is and what to look forward to tomorrow. For those of you on MILB TV, thank you so much for listening and watching today's game. I'm Jill Guerin. First pitch at 6:30 tomorrow. We'll go live right around 6:25. For those of you listening on RawhideBaseball.com and the First Pitch app, stay right there.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass, The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide fall in game one of the six-game series to the San Jose Giants by a score of 10-5. It took 10 innings. Let's take you through this game. Giants scored first in the first inning. Starting pitcher for the Rawhide is Diomedes Sierra. He had two quick outs in the first and then walked a batter, hit a batter, and then gave up an RBI single. That's how the Giants took the lead 1-0. The Rawhide would answer back in the second. A solo shot to tie up the game over the left field wall. That home run was powered by Steel Power Equipment. Giants in the third answered with three runs of their own. In the third inning, it was two outs, nobody on, and they ended up scoring three runs. With two down, Fredgett was hit by a pitch, and Victor Barricado singled into center field, making it runners on first and second, still two down. Then Rosario singled into right field. That allowed Fretchett to score, making it a 2-1 ball game. Then the wheels kind of came off for Diomedes Sierra. Wild pitch thrown by Sierra allowed Barricado to score and Rosario go to second base. It was then a 3-1 ball game. Then Lair walked, runners on first and second. That was when Alex Valdez came in to relieve Sierra. But the first batter he faced, Gaskins, singled into left field. That allowed Rosario to score, making it a 4-1 ball game. Next batter, Santana, would fly out to end the inning, but the damage was done. The Giants led 4-1 heading into the third. They would then extend that lead in the fourth inning. Still on the mound was Valdez. With one down, Seguste reached on an error on the first baseman, Muntz, making it runner on first, one down. Rodriguez singled, making runners on first and second. And then with two outs, another error, this time on the second baseman, Gene Walters. There's a ground ball up the middle. He could not handle it. That allowed Seguste to score to make it a 5-1 ball game. Rawhide did battle back. In the next inning, in the fifth, they scored one. With two outs, Patino walked, Lawler walked, and then Davison De Los Santos hit a ground ball into center field to score Patino to make it a 5-2 ball game. Rawhide. Junior Franco led it off with a single. Shane Muntz then doubled, scoring Franco, who was off on the pitch, to make it a 5-3 ball game. Then Duracio walked and Hill walked, make it run bases full, nobody out. Chen flew out to center field for the first out. Then Wilder Patino hit a soft ground ball to the pitcher, Mercedes. He couldn't field it cleanly. It hit off his glove. He barehanded it and threw the ball away to first base. That was an RBI single for Patino. And then the errant throw on the pitcher, Mercedes, allowed Duracio to score from second base to make it a tied ball game. Then Wilder Patino stole second base. The ball got by Seguste, and Hills had a little bit of a late jump from third base. He tried to score, and he was called out at the plate for the second out of the inning. Then Lawler flew out to right field to end that inning. It was a tied ball game, 5-5. Eric Mendez pitched the seventh and eighth inning for the Rawhide. A great, great outing by Mendez. and he is your steal player of the game. Mendez, still the only Rawhide pitcher to not have allowed a run this season. He threw two scoreless innings, gave it one hit, didn't walk anyone, and struck out three. Again, he is your steal player of the game. It was tied up at five going into the 10th inning. But the Rawhide gave up five runs to the San Jose Giants. It started off with a strikeout. Meneses on the mound. Of course, Rosario placed on second base. So one down, runner on second. Gaskins then walked, making it runners on first and second. And pinch hitter Max Wright came to the plate, replaced Rainer Santana. He doubled into left field, scoring. Rosario and Gaskins went to third. That's how the Giants took a 6-5 lead. And the wheels fell off for Meneses and the Rawhide. Brown walked. Make it bases full. And then Sagusti was hit by a pitch. That scored Gaskin's 7-5 ball game. With two outs, Suarez scored Wright and Brown to make it 9-5. One more run would score. It was on the throwing error by J.J. DeRossio. Barricotto walked, but on that play, Suarez was off on the pitch, so DeRossio threw down to second base, trying to catch him out, even though it was a walk. No caught stealing with the walk, and then the errant throw down to second base allowed Sagasti to score to make it 10-5. And unfortunately, Gene Walters, the second baseman, would leave the game on that play. His glove hands got caught between the ball himself and the runner Suarez. Final score, 10-5. Giants take down the Rawhide. First pitch tomorrow will be at 6:30 here from Valley Strong Ballpark. Tonight's announced attendance, 2,009. This game took 3 hours and 19 minutes. Went through two innings of play. The losing pitcher today is Junior Meneses. It's his first loss of the season. And Julio Rodriguez picks up the win for the San Jose Giants. Again, final score, San Jose 10, Rawhide 5. First pitch tomorrow at 6:30. We'll go live at 6:25. Expected starter for the Rawhide tomorrow, right-handed pitcher Josh Swales, and expected starter for the Giants, right-handed pitcher Nick Sinicala. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark. I do appreciate each and every one of you listening to today's game. Hope you can tune in with us tomorrow at 6:30 for first pitch from Valley Strong Ballpark. One final time, Rawhide fall to the Giants by a score of 10-5. I'm Joel Guerin. Thank you for listening to Rawhide Baseball.